My name is David Garland. I'm a co-coordinator of the Pandora Project. The Pandora Project was set up about 2.5 years ago, following the Belgium DU conference in Brussels. The idea behind the Pandora Project was to create an international information network to distribute information on the DU campaign, but also on related topics where DU is relevant, i.e. within nuclear waste, within testing of DU, within the weapons that are produced with DU in them, as well as all the other various things, including harassment of DU activists, of veterans, veterans news, etc., etc. That network grew from about 150 to about 10,000. When the bulletin that I produce with my colleagues, and it's not just me, it includes some people in this room, a lot of people, who provide information, data, analysis. That analysis comes from veterans, it comes from scientists, it comes from activists, and it comes from the broad coalition of people that have come together over these 2.5 years who are individuals, not necessarily aligned to groups, but the individuals who are the teeth, the breath, and the guts of the anti-DU movement. You do not need to be in an organization to cause trouble. You can do it on your own. Some people know that here. Pandora Project, with its allies, came forward to go beyond just the peace movement and go just beyond the veterans movement. Now we reach the environmental movement, the anti-globalizer movement. We reach some church groups, religious organizations, etc., etc. I don't have an office. I don't have funding. I don't have any of those things that the larger NGOs have, but I do have cyberspace. I do have a large network. I go out, I dig, I investigate, and I exploit my natural curiosity with my fellows who are also in here. One of them includes Peter Bain, who is as curious about the movement as I am and about the issues. And those kind of individuals are, again, the source of information for the wider DU movement. Pandora, like all its other associates, sees the campaign over DU as a matter of information warfare. We are dealing constantly with the issue of truth. Who holds the truth, who can distribute the truth, and who can try and uncover the truth. We are dealing with a world of misinformation, of a cover-up, of lies, and of further misinformation. And I think I've gone quiet here. Anyway. Right. Can you hear me now? Okay. So the idea is that within the last years, we have tried to use this truth to go forward, to create a variety of projects and create a variety of initiatives that can, as Ray rightly said, to incorporate and include as many people and audiences as we can around the world. We have managed and have shown that you don't need a lot of money to get across the public. We have managed to create a variety of imaginative and creative projects, including a wee comic that some people may have seen outside, which again can make the arguments over DU much more simplistic, much more easy to understand, so a wider public can understand it. Thank you. Don't publicize that too much, otherwise I might get arrested. Thank you. I didn't write that, by the way. It's only allegedly. Anyway. So basically, those projects include such things as that. But also, more importantly, I think it's trying to back up those who are invisible, as I said. It's the veterans groups and those victims groups who are unable to sometimes publicize themselves. The Pandora tried to do that. We had an exhibition in Scotland last year in the Scottish Parliament with the Gulf veterans in Scotland. That went down very well, and what came from that was a motion in regard recognizing Gulf War Syndrome. Another thing that we are doing at the moment is that we are Pandora, and a lot of us within the grassroots movement will be getting behind very strongly Nibby David, whose campaign and whose legal battle to expose his illnesses associated with exposure to DU is vital. Because many workers, and I met some of them down my part of the world where Nibby's from, are not here today. Some of them are dead, some of them are very ill, some of them are living in their houses waiting for the bailiffs to come in because they cannot afford to keep themselves going. These people, like Nibby, need all our backing. That is where the movement should be, to back these people. At the same time, initiatives like Dr. Meraki's Afghan DU Fund need support. He is struggling to keep going. He needs to kind of publicize what is happening in Afghanistan. That's the same thing about with Felicity Arbuthnot's campaign for the Child Radiations of War campaign, which was set up last year. These things, to me, again, are the life and breath of the movement and must be put forward. Also is to say very quickly that I think if we want to go forward and we want to kind of really get this information across, then we've got to be creative. That is the biggest tool that we have. You can have all the computers, you can have all the money, you can have all the offices you want, but unless you think laterally, unless you think creatively, and unless you visualize what you're trying to get across to the general public, then no one is going to hear. And Pandora is going to be as creative and as imaginative and as troublemaking, and as Dr. Meraki said just now to me, to kick arse as much as we possibly can. Thank you very much.